There are luminaries in the history of African-American education, names like Booker T. Washington, Lucy Craft Laney, Mary McLeod Bethune. But less well-known are the other names behind the dozens of schools dedicated to educating children in the Jim Crow South. In Marshallville, Georgia, there's a community that celebrates just such a name. Back in November 2019, there was a family reunion of sorts in Marshallville. The site of the reunion? The Lamson Richardson School. And the family? The community of Lamson Richardson alumni. Here in a trio of classrooms, dozens of 8x10 photos of that family are hung on the wall.
That was my favorite teacher. I used to do a lot of work in the library.
This wing of what today is a Head Start Center is now a museum through the efforts of alumnus Verna Walker and a small army of volunteers. The original 19th century building burned down long ago. But a ribbon cutting drew this crowd, including Ann Richardson Gales Felton.
That's my grandfather there.
Gales Felton spent half a century training teachers at the college level. But her career began at this school, which her grandmother founded.
All started with Anna Wade.
Anna Wade Richardson was Gales Felton's grandmother, who sort of raised her, though she died before Gales Felton was born.
I used to teach my little dolls. And as I was teaching my little dolls, people responsible for me at that time would come in with suggestions, and those suggestions were based upon things that they had learned from my grandmother.
Those suggestions formed what Gales Felton calls her grandmother's gospel.
The teaching gospel of Anna Wade Richardson was that every child is able to learn.
Anna Wade Richardson was born into slavery in 1862 in Marshallville, about 45 miles southwest of Macon. When she was of age to go to school, her family and the Planter family who'd once claimed ownership over her sent her to New England for her education. After that, her granddaughter says she could have stayed up north, but she came back.
Because she wanted to help the people of Marshallville. That was her hometown.
For Richardson, helping meant opening a school. Footing the bill was the American Missionary Association, thought radical for the time for pouring money into private southern schools for black children. Lamson was the name of one of Anna Wade's New England benefactors. Richardson was her married name, so it was the Lamson Richardson School upon founding in 1886. Lula Louise Miller Campbell is in her early 90s. She came to Lamson Richardson in 1933 at the age of five. Her parents chose it over the one-room school close to the family farm. It meant that her teachers were black women trained at the best colleges, but it also meant living away from home.
My mother would get up on Monday morning, comb my hair, and pack my little luggage and tell me what to put on each day.
She wouldn't see her mother again until Friday.
She gave me that little tender love when I would get back.
Campbell became a teacher. Whole generations of Lamson women did. And when they came back to teach at Lamson, they taught the children and grandchildren of their classmates. Verna Walker, who led the drive to make the school a museum, says that was the strength of the place.
We may not have all the resources that a white school would have had in the county, but there was a lot of things that we did have. And the love and the support and the caring and trying to educate the kids, that was a lot. That was a whole lot.
Ann Richardson Gales Felton is still extending her grandmother's legacy. She's about to endow an 8th college scholarship for teachers in training. And Verna Walker says the Lamson Richardson Museum isn't finished. She'd like the state of Georgia to help out with a historical marker. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.